my name on the back of my belt. Believe there's a God to save me from hell, and dirt roads are made for country boys like me.
They took her baby.
Don't believe in politically correct.
She had her baby.
If you want a piece of me,
CPS take it.
Better have a set. A rifle and a four-wheel drive is all I need.
Okay, let's get me a rhythm.
January.
Nelson's gonna let him bleed today. He's going into shock.
And it's good for you. Take your Terramax today.
President business enveloped by a cloud of drones descending from the sky.
That's the most disorganized.
I would never let my kids read Chronicle SU.
Yep, I said, Nelson, bleed today.
And I'll say it right to the camera. Stop it.
On, mate.
You want to do this right now?
I write to the propaganda for the right wing.
You are fake news.
And I smoke in the weed.
You're going to get this Terramax out. We're going to live a clean life.
Yes, I go into a dissociative state because
you're tuned in to Hate Radio, broadcasting all across the galaxy. Break out the Terramax and put your kids to sleep. Here's your host, Hate Set.
Hello and welcome to a crackling new episode of Hate Radio, brought to you by Cobra's Mead. It's the mead you need to forget about Jessica. Cut back on alcohol and style, Cobra's Mead is Clint approved. Whatever the fuck that means. Tonight on Hate Radio, we're going to be talking to Jessica Messica, a YouTube streamer specializing in covering, eccentric and obscene personalities on her own channels, and we can talk about that later. Many of our listeners are familiar with King Cobra JFS and his former girlfriend Queen Cobra. We've talked about them a lot, and as you watch what this poor bastard goes through, shaking off that fucking demon that the internet set him up with, you really start to sympathize with the guy, especially if you've ever been through any kind of a relationship with like a soul-sucking demon type of person. I mean, Jessica, I think Boyle, is that her name? That she is. She goes by Queen Cobra because I guess she only exists in relation to a man, and her existence is just a fucking reference to King Cobra. But before that, she was naked and laughing. And it's always a good idea to get high right before you start talking. I recently stopped recycling after the bin got full. Okay, that's speaking of toxic internet news, there's a great video going around, the body cam footage of Chris Chan being arrested in a Virginia hotel room. She is talking to police when fans and followers emerge just from seemingly out of nowhere. They're like standing up at a gas station filming, and then all of a sudden the whole fucking police squad is surrounded by these assholes. It's like about to turn into a fucking protest. It's funny to see the cops surrounded for once, getting kettled. And also, it's funny how only people seem to come out of the ether, and it's never those fucking cartoon characters that Chris Chan invented. It's never Sonichu coming out as the prophecy foretold. It's always some fucking kid with curly hair wearing a hoodie. Why is it never a glowing golden fucking hedgehog? Anyway, so she's like lecturing the cops on how we're all gonna meet him one day. And they even show the whole drive back where she's like, "Who's your favorite superhero?" And he goes, "I guess Spider-Man." She goes, "He's gonna be there roping around New York City." And he's like, "Why New York City?" "Well, that's because where Spider-Man lives, you fuck. Do you think he's coming to Virginia Beach?" Fucking dumbass cop. Even when the cops are smarter than the suspect, they're still fucking idiots. Anyway, so... yeah, and... is this Sonichu in the room with us right now? And Chris Chan points to the girl that encouraged her to rape her own mouth rape her own mom. She was asleep when that happened. How do you sleep through a mouth rape? And how did the files get charged? Does anybody know? Does anybody in the chat room know how that went down? Can you hear me? Because it was because Chris Chan personally admitted to it, right? That's how that happened, right? Sonia Chobra. Anyway. Yeah. Hey, guys, I just want to run this by you. I mouth raped my mom. Anyway, here's a new Funko Pop I got. Is that how that happened? We're going to interview Dale Barron soon. Dale is a really creative writer. He's a strong writer. He wrote for The Atlantic and I think Wired and some other places. And he worked on the documentary that I appeared in on Netflix. And I'm in there with Jihad Chube, as you might know him. Anyway, we'll quit talking about all this shit. But he's a great writer, and I was really proud and satisfied to get to work with him on that documentary. So we haven't forgotten about the interview, Dale. We're still having you on, and it's going to be great. Because I admire your work, and I'm just going to suck your dick for an hour and a half. And that might happen with Jessica Messica tonight, but I believe it's going to look and sound a little something like this. No, I won't do that. But let's just plow right ahead here and get on with the show. If you're new to the story, King Cobra, JFS, is known by fans as Cobes. That's like a nickname that they have for him, Cobes. And he's a trailer park gothic bad boy known for shredding on his green BC rich warlock. Or no, that's a Rickenbacker, right? You gotta spell this stuff phonetically for me. I don't know how to read. And he's got this fashion sense of a cowboy from hell, you know? He even wears the circular sunglasses like Ozzy Osbourne. Yeah, don't Google Chris Chan. That's not gonna work in your favor. He does like drink reviews and food reviews, which is basically him cracking open a Red Bull in 2 minutes and 40 seconds goes by and he's done. And he'll do two or three of those in one day sometimes. And also he does the drink combos. He's got some controversial opinions about gender and sexuality. I'm just reading on this card. I don't actually know that, but I've heard that. Anyway, because I want to like him. He's funny. He does the goth Dangerfield shit. And like when Rodney Dangerfield will like be moving his tie side to side, like, boy, I tell you, I get no respect. He's grabbing his beard, his like nasty dungeon dweller fucking dwarf beard. And he's going, I get no respect. I'm walking through the mall trying to buy a katana. So there's an awareness to him. And that I find endearing and fun. And it just so happens that tonight's guest is attacking somebody on a regular basis, like it's her full-time job. Queen Cobra, she's going after this Queen Cobra lady. And I can get behind that, and I'm excited for it, and we're going to talk pretty much exclusively about that tonight for the full hour. God damn, it's going to be great. Because I think he has a lot of haters and trolls and... I'm supposed to read the rest of this, though. His former girlfriend, Jessica Boyle, not to be confused with Messica, tonight's guest, goes by Queen Cobra. So the way Queen Cobra is in reference to King Cobra, who is at the top of this pyramid of the hierarchy... You've got Queen Cobra under him, and then and her name is Jessica Boyle, and then we have Jessica Messica, who is up Jessica Boyle's ass like a fucking FBI agent. It's insane, and just trolling her tits off. So I was supposed to point out that just so that you know the names and the differences. And she also goes by Naked and Laughing is Jessica Boyle, Queen Cobra. I guess before she became Queen Cobra for the likes and the hits and stuff, she named herself, she was like Naked and Laughing. That's probably an eye-catching title, call yourself Naked and Laughing. Unfortunately, when you get to the page, you see that she's 30 going on 55 and it looks like she's been smoking in a trailer for like since she was born. Like her mom started smoking for her so that she would come out all fucked up and deformed and extra ugly in case she didn't want to smoke herself. You've already got all the appearance of a trailer trash fucking thing that slithered out of a goddamn. All right, let's not make this that kind of show. So in the aftermath of the breakup, because everybody was watching this lady just fucking basically consume this guy's soul, right? And maybe he does have controversial opinions or whatever, but you really don't want to see somebody just come in and wreck a guy's life in real time. Unless you do. Unless you're the people that paid for that plane ticket or whatever and really got involved and basically like made a natural disaster happen to this guy. Like if you've got any kind of empathy or a heart and soul, you don't want to see that happen to somebody. And regardless of their relationship status, which is over, she's still going by Queen Cobra. And yet her channel has been suspiciously quiet. Maybe we can get into that later. In the aftermath of the royal couple's traumatic breakup, King Cobra made a video attacking Jessica for her various shortcomings. Chief amongst them being that Messica Jessica rules Queen Cobra's life. So he's really saying a lot of like hard, truthful shit in this 17-minute video where he's, I think the title of it is I'm Single, or is that a different video, Billy? You can talk, Billy, you can, if you need to talk to me, I'm watching the Discord over there because the chat's moving too fast. And, all right, so Queen Cobra has confirmed to Internet Chronicle reporters that she indeed snitched on Messica for violating the fine print of her rehab program. I guess that's in reference to Messica's rehab program. And that's who everybody's here to talk about. So, you know, this is about Messica. So we're getting into those little details before we bring Bill on and then before we bring her on. We're setting the stage. So she snitched on Messica for violating her fucking rehab program or something, right? And this is what would commonly be known as life ruination tactics. If you follow this stuff, life ruination is a form of entertainment for the sickest motherfuckers on the internet. And it's probably the most feared kind of internet trolling reprisal where perpetrators take their internet beefs to the point of creating life-altering consequences for whoever's coming, you know, for whoever the victim is, right? You guys all know this. So in a phone call leak by Cobes during one of their altercations that got him kicked out of his apartment, Queen Cobra can be heard melting down and threatening to kill Jessica Messica with an $8 machete. You can hear this in the background of the video. But since then, you would think, like, oh my God, like, now there's a threat on my life. Maybe I should chill out. Maybe I should retreat into the shadows. But since then, Messica has only doubled down live streaming everything and anything Queen Cobra. So like she has made a job of just going after this bitch. I shouldn't say bitch. She's going after this Chris Chan of a fucking thing, right? And as part of this, she has even provided for us tonight on the show a list of words that Queen Cobra or Nall, she's going to call her Nall or Nal, I don't know how you pronounce it. So, like, when we finally get to it, we're just going to call her Nall. Queen Cobra is Nall because she's naked and laughing and it's fucking gross. It's worse than her name. And that's what Jessica Messica chooses to call her. And because they're both named Jessica, we're keeping it real simple. So Jessica gets to keep the name Jessica. Jessica Messica stole your name, Queen Cobra, and is using it. And she's going to use it on this program to make sport of you. And then we're just going to call you Nall. Like a fucking mythical, nasty creature that you encounter in a level one area as soon as you leave the safe zone. Have we covered everything? Let's see. It says here. Oh, yeah. So we're proud to be reading this list for you on air tonight to the fine listeners of this program. You're hearing it here first, folks. The blocked words list. This is like the top 10 list. These are words that Nall doesn't want read in her chat room and certainly does not want used on tonight's program. So let's just find that list real quick. This is a list of blocked words in the Null Channel. I'm not going to read the names because I don't know about the names. But Amphrenia, I don't know what that is. Blue Pill, you can't say Blue Pill. Fangirl Kate, there's different versions of Fangirl Kate, so she must have did something wrong. You can't even say FTW for the win. Grifter, Herpes, Lipsore, Methica. These are good words. She blocks Methica. That's a funny one. I think Methica is better than Messica, but Messica rhymes with Jessica better, so I get it. Wellness Check is off limits. You can't say Wellness Check. Or The Herp. Just a shortening of The Herp. I don't think that's true. Maybe this is not a real list. I don't know. That sounds made up to me. Hi, Hunter. Hunter, a staff writer for the Internet Chronicle, is in the Discord over there. Hey, man. Have fun at your function tonight. We love you. Yeah, it's Saturday night, dude. We don't expect you to be on here with the rest of us nasty fucking basement dwellers in the Hate Radio studio. So we read the stupid fucking list. Tonight, Jessica Messica is joining us. We're going to discuss most of the current rumors in the Cobraverse. There's some really hot, nasty shit that we got into. I don't know if she wants to talk about it. Most notably, though, fans desperately want to believe that Queen Cobra has traveled to Casper, Wyoming in a wild attempt to fix the traumatic breakup with Cobes. She seems to think that she can patch things up. And I don't think it ever works out quite like you expect. She better brought a damn big boombox, and she better be playing some of the ballads. I hope she's playing Mama, I'm Coming Home on her Bluetooth speaker outside of Cobes, because that's the only thing that's even going to get her close if that's where she is right now. Now Messica's under fire from high-horsing trolls after she fooled them with an obvious auto-generated parody document showing King Cobra's alleged restraining order against Queen Cobra. Okay, so she came up with like a fake funny picture of a restraining order. This has raised immense doubts about the credibility of social media more generally. When anyone can post anything, even lies, on the internet, does it raise immense doubts have we not already like exhausted all the doubt that we can from the fucking... I don't mean to take issue with the premise of the copy here. It's just I'm just seeing it for the first time, folks. We're gonna bring Kilgore on in just a minute, but let's take a quick break. I want to hear a funny song, and then a sad song, and then a mean song, and then a very long song, and we'll get on with the show. Let dangerous people in close. This is Hate Radio.
Yeah, bitch, I'm a cow, bitch, I'm a cow. I'm not a cat, I don't say meow. Bitch, I'm a cow, bitch, I'm a cow. Bitch, I'm a cow, bitch, I'm a cow. I go moo. Got steak, ho, got cheese, got gray A-ho, not lean, got me A1, sauce, please. These apples got...
This is Hate Radio. I'm Hate Sec. You're listening to, I don't even know what the fuck we were just listening to, but that is the song that was written for Jessica Messica. We got Bill.
And come on, man. What the hell are you talking about?
And we got Jessica Messica on with us. How are you guys doing?
I'm good. I'm here to have my utmost fun tonight.
The utmost fun. Yep. Now, I think Billy was of the utmost paranoid because every little thing that happens, I'm walking on eggshells over here. Because he's this is happening. This is about to happen. It's falling apart.
Yeah. We listen, some of the things you said in the intro, most of it was right. Some of it was borderline offensive.
Well, you wrote the fucking intro.
Untrue.
This is the first time I've seen it.
There was a lot going on.
Not the stuff I wrote. Some of the stuff you improvised.
Okay, well, look, we got Jessica here, and she can set the
record
straight.
We're not going to worry about it. We're going to start from the very beginning here.
Well, let's let Jessica talk. I brought her in, too. How you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
Good, thank you. Billy seems to, he's like certain that I did something wrong. What went wrong there?
Well, the police rant went a little bit left. I was a little nervous about that one. But she's also 40. But other than that, I didn't really have a problem with any of it.
Okay. And all of that stuff was improvised.
Okay, but she's fine, dude. Why do you got to qualify it? She's cool.
Listen, I'm a little nervous here.
Am I under arrest?
Look, I've been putting this stuff together, and
I can see that.
Get to the root of Null, of Queen Cobra, of Jessica Boyle.
Well, I need everybody to fucking relax so I can host a goddamn show.
Okay. We'll bring it down to indoor voices, but some of that stuff was getting me pretty wound up there. Just
yeah, well, it's my show too. This is how we do it, baby.
Doing it live. That's how we're doing it. And but so I wanted to talk. I want to ask. And this is okay. So before the show, I'm putting things together. I'm talking to people, and I'm messaging Jessica, trying to get something out of her. Like, where does this begin? Where does her beef with where's her beef with Messica begin, right? And what I heard from Null herself was that she started it. And I don't know how long ago, how many years ago it was or what, but that's my first question is, that's true, right? She started this life ruination stuff with you having nothing to do with her, right? Is that true?
It is true. She started it before I even knew she was doing it, because I didn't find out that she was the one that got me kicked out of the program until last year. But this happened, you know, almost 3.5 years ago now. So before she was ever on my radar, I was on hers for whatever reason. So I'm glad that I at least got that answer for no reason, pretty much.
And that is what had me screaming when you were in the intro acting like Jessica Messica is the troll instigating this. I was fucking about to, I don't know, but that was very wrong.
Well, she's not instigating, she's reacting.
Yeah,
I can't help the fact that she's unlikable, and because I have a different level of support versus her, people think it's unfair, but I look at her as a person, because we had problems before my channel had subscribers.
Wait,
so
what kind
I'm
of problems
going after her as a person.
What was going on?
Well, I didn't really know. So me and her are from Girl World, and we have had always shared like a similar friend group or social circle, but never really directly together. And I used to find her kind of boring to watch. I didn't really pay much attention to her, but she always had like, you know, crazy community posts, and she would always be live constantly just like drinking with her crown or out with her cats. And she wasn't really my thing. Until like maybe like a year and a half ago, I got more interested in her and I started covering her on my channel, maybe like once a month. And nobody even knew who she was. They're like, who is this lady we're watching? But she hates being reacted to. And that's what really like amplified things.
And what was it about your material that she first took issue with and was coming at you?
To really be honest, I stand out to her in a way that doesn't really make sense to me. Like she only sees me, even though there's now thousands and thousands of people that watch her. I don't know. I don't know why.
Well, Girl World, let's dig into Girl World, because there's this whole Natter arc where maybe she became aware of you, right? And and that may be where she knows it. I'm just assuming this, right? That's about 3.5 years ago.
I have no problem talking about this.
Yeah, right. Okay. And now tell us what happened with Natter and Chantal, just for background here.
So I started watching Girl World, and I don't have social media, so I wasn't on Discord. I wasn't part of any friend groups or anything really at the time. And I started watching, you know, Foodie Beauty got with Natter, and, you know, it was the Trap House era. So she got on drugs and their relationship was really tumultuous. And I used to enjoy watching that. Turns out Natter is a piece of shit. He is abusive. He's, I believe, a drug addict.
Ex-con, criminal, right? He's been in prison.
Yes. And he's currently has like charges for SA. Just a horrible dude. And at that time, I was going through like a dark period of my life. This was like before rehab. I was drinking a lot and I was like really immersed in watching it. And I started going in his chat and I would troll and he would block my account every day. So I was like, I'm going to try like a different tactic. Like, let me see if I could like flirt with him. And then you can like mix in insults. And it worked because he wouldn't notice the insults if you were like gassing him up.
Just so excited for the attention, especially from a female, that he's not even realizing when he's getting clowned on.
Yeah. And this was like my first time ever like really participating in chats and like having the person on the screen like talk back to me. So I was really fascinated by it and interested. Like this is, I guess, my first poo touching experience.
Yeah. And then, this is where you got the shit on your shoes and now you're starting to notice a smell.
Yes, but I was thrilled by it, even, but he's a sicko. But I wanted to find more information, get closer. Mm-hmm. And there were all these rumors that he had like, all of his mods were older women. And apparently they had like the secret, meetings and paperwork you had to sign. And I just wanted to know like what all that was about. And I just wanted to keep, trying to get more and more in. His now girlfriend Dee Dee would always tell him that I'm a troll, like, don't trust her, I'm a troll. So I used sexuality, my body, my nudes to regain trust with him.
And people are saying that, should I say what people are saying in the chat that he did?
He stabbed people? Is it true he stabbed people?
He did his, he had a girlfriend, and I guess during some altercation, he did stab her. He went to jail for it. She did not pass away from that wound or whatever, but like not long after she passed away.
Who is this guy?
Natter. He's Chantel, a Girl World YouTuber. This is her former husband, even. I think I'm not sure if they married.
Just a boyfriend. Okay. And
okay. Why does he matter?
Well,
it's just
this
how
is,
I started, how people
this is,
knew me.
This is where Jessica Messica's career as a YouTuber, I guess, was beginning. But we're still telling the story.
And why does that guy
more,
matter,
more
Jessica?
Happens after you gain his trust with nudes and you perhaps gain his eye.
Wait, but
right?
Why does he matter?
Well, trust,
let her
trust
talk.
This,
we have
trust
a guest.
This will add,
we have
trust
a guest.
This will add to the story.
Billy,
this is
we
the
have
beginning
a guest.
Of the story.
Let her talk.
Well, because this is why I started out as a cow and disliked. So I'm not a stranger to this. So anyway, long story short, he made this disgusting comment about like sexual assault. And it made me like something switched in my head. And I was like, this is not funny. Like, what are you doing? Like, this is not funny. And I had this sweatshirt he gave me. I set it on fire and I put it as a YouTube short. And that's how people got to know my name. After that, he threatened to like leak all my nudes. He's actually currently, he struck my channel. I did like as like a couple days ago. He's now that my name is being brought up again, he's bringing it all up. So he's claiming he's going to leak my nudes again. Mm-hmm. He's striking me currently. After he hears this, I mean, I can't imagine what's going to happen. So
okay, so this guy noticed you early on, and you gave him a little attention back, and you were kind of fucking with him a few different ways. And then you seem to have done something, triggered him, and now he's just fucking stuck to you.
Yes, off and on. He's like clout chasing right now. But it also pissed off Foodie Beauty, who is the center of Girl World. So she started talking about me too. So just got my name out there, and I started
it attracted
my
channel. Haters, right? It attracted haters to you, and among them was Null. Is this correct? Okay.
Yes.
Very good.
She was a member of this YouTuber YTR channel, and a lot of people say that YTR is one of the reasons why Naked and Laughing really doesn't like me, because they like, you know, she used to watch her channel.
Okay. And YTR is another Girl World personality?
Yes. I don't really know much about her. I don't even know if she's around anymore, but she used to react to me, one of the first people that ever did.
Okay. And it's been many years since then. And when does Null come up? When does Null first? You don't know that it's her, but she's
correct. So she was in my Discord.
Mm-hmm.
So
you don't even know
Discord
who she is at first.
So she was a Kiwi farmer, and her name was Karopi. And I never knew it was her in Discord. So She was listening for months. I had no clue. I don't really even know where it started. I guess I didn't have a fight with her, but some of the people in my friend group did. A girl. I don't know if they want their names out there. But
we'll say them.
Say them? Well, named Ariel and a girl named Vegas. They are my friends and also have had interactions with Naked and Laughing. And based on her feelings with those people will also reflect her feelings about me.
No, if you don't want to say people's names, you shouldn't. I was just playing around. But okay, so Nall, who was King Cobra, Queen Cobra, I mean, she was orbiting this guy and then like you two and just kind of glomming onto people.
Yeah, she was around Foodie Beauty. She used to watch Foodie and now has been streaming for like 25 years. Like, there's a lot of
25 years
of her online.
That's crazy, dude.
So let's fast.
So what kind of shit was she streaming for all those years?
Just her sitting, cooking in the kitchen, sitting outside having a drink.
Just
playing music with a crown on.
Boring shit.
You know. Mm-hmm.
Boring shit. But people probably saw in her. They were like, "Oh, she seems like maybe weak, or I can play with her, or fuck around with her a little bit, or exploit her in some way." People are kind of like. This is a circle where everybody's sort of fucking with each other and preying on each other, and then it transfers to other people, and it just seems like this pit, of, like a piranha pit, of if you put your hand in there, you're going to pull out a goddamn skeleton.
That's a funny way to explain Girl World, because there's a lot of eating going on with Chantel and them. There's a lot of mukbang action on in this Girl World, I think. But let's fast forward, right, to when... Does Nall start ruining your life? What does she do to you? And you don't even know it's her at first, right? How?
Correct.
Let's hear about that.
Wow, this is crazy.
Well, I wanted to say that the earliest thing I remember doing to her that could make her mad is what I wanted to say is...
Okay, yeah.
There was like a fight within our friend group. And basically there was a meme, a GIF made out of one of our friends but that we were in a fight with. And we sent it to the girl and we said, oh, Nall posted this about you. We blamed it on Naked and Laughing because we just thought it was funny. And we were mad that she, it's a long story, but we blamed something on Naked and Laughing. And to me, it seemed small, but to her, it's so huge. That's one thing I did. And I remember I outed her name in a YouTuber, Enchanted Roses, chat. I said, oh, Hootie Who is Naked and Laughing. I thought it was just going to be like a small little argument, but this made her like, try to ruin my life. So.
And, it's so funny how different life ruination looks in certain circles, because like, I would think that in this one where nobody's watching, it probably gets a lot more vicious. I mean, I recognize that, you know, thousands of people might be aware of it and know it, but this is not on the Discovery Channel. You know, this isn't happening on the front page of YouTube. This is some back channels type of shit. So I would imagine it gets really dark and like the life ruination tactics can get pretty vicious.
It does. And being from Girl World, I think I'm kind of desensitized in all honesty. Like if you have a channel, you're going to get doxxed. If you have kids, they're going to be posted somewhere. Anything, if you have a record, it's getting dragged out. So to me, it's commonplace, but in other areas of YouTube or the internet, it's like not like this, which I can't even imagine, which is kind of sad. But her and another girl in my friend group, they had this argument that led in Nall assisting with doxing this person. And she was able to dox her by finding her child's TikTok. And she looked at her kids, the street that her kid went to, found all the information, and then assisted with the docs and included the child on it. That was one of the first things that really started, people's beef with her in the community to begin with. She's been outside of our friend group. She's been doing stuff like this for years. Like, you could read her live journal. She's talked about wanting to kill her family members, her coworkers. She's posted a child on Backpage or Craigslist. I'm sorry.
Goodness
for
gracious.
Sex ads.
Holy shit!
As revenge,
she posted somebody else's kid. Like, hey, here's some good pussy on a classifieds.
Yes, she did.
Mm-hmm. God damn,
that's fucking insane.
And even You know when she was at Josh's raging with the blue light on her face? She even referenced that. She said, I'll put your mother on fucking Backpage. Like, or she'll yell out, you know, I'll call CPS, because those are things that she does. If you slight her and she feels offended, if she feels pushed away, rejected by you, then she will instantly go IRL to the highest degree that she can find.
To the utmost. To the utmost.
We're having the utmost fun on tonight's program.
Baby doll.
You know, at some point you fuck around and you find out, and I don't know why. She knew, she researched Josh on the farms. He has so much documented history. She had been extensively trolled as well. Why she decided to, she knew that this would happen. There's no way she didn't know, and I'm convinced she loves every second of it. I think she loves it.
Oh, no doubt. And, but what she did to you about getting you kicked out of your program, I know it's probably tough to talk about because life altering things. How did that affect your life? I don't want to like give her credit, but how successful was she in fucking with you really? I mean,
well, it just makes everything take so much longer, unfortunately. So I was having a problem with like alcohol and mental health. Very quickly, my addiction took away everything in my life. And so I went to rehab. And after that, they recommend you go to a sober house. Mm-hmm. And, you know, they require you to go to meetings, work a certain amount of hours. And one of the main things is you end up with like a social worker, and they help you accelerate housing, especially if you have children. So for me, her taking away that opportunity really like took away from me as well as, you know, my children.
Well, I'm so sorry. That's a terrible thing. And it just for ego or pride to do this, you know, just, and she, you hardly even knew who she was at that point. Maybe you didn't even know it was her. And
I had no idea it was her. Uh-huh. No. Until, someone on an Alt account mentioned that it was her in a chat one day. Mm. And I didn't know that as a fact. I was just like, I noticed it. But then another woman confirmed it with screenshots that she admitted to doing it. I didn't even watch it, to be honest, but HRH has it. She mentioned everything she did to me, and there was new stuff. Like, I guess she was calling my apartment complex, a lot of other places I didn't even know about.
And it was talking to her, not talking to you, that completely flipped my view that she is a victim. I would watch her streams. You know, I'd put them on in the background, do my work, and she was constantly the victim role. And for whatever reason,
methed out Jessica Rant to chill or study to.
I had bought, well, it's kind of like watching a ticking time bomb that's going to go off at any point in the night. And once it goes off, man, then you watch it, right? Because it's unbelievable. Mm-hmm. But here's the thing. I had started to buy into her being a victim of the evil Jessica Messica just because she said it and she said it and she said it a million times.
Yeah, you start to think, man, she has a fucking hard time with life. Let me save her.
And your introduction, some of the things you said, had me screaming because I have learned in the past week or two and from talking to Jessica herself that she's probably not now herself. Queen Cobra, that she probably is fucking the problem here and the beginning of all of this. And she admitted it to me herself. It's like, what? I can't believe, you know, if you just say something and repeat it enough times, people will believe it, right? And that, right. that somehow
you know,
that
I'm starting to think that you had a problem with the intro of the show.
Slightly, but we're past that now. We're past that now.
I don't spend a lot of time on my channel talking about what Nal did to me because I don't feel like a victim to her. And I know, like, you know, what's happening to her online is like her overall like punishment for whatever, however she chooses to treat people. So I don't really harp on it. I don't bring it up all the time. So people might not even know, to be honest.
What do you, mm-hmm. they might not know what?
Well, what we're talking about tonight is not, we don't often talk about this. That's what she's saying. this topic of what Nal has done, right?
Oh, people really should know what a toxic piece of shit she is. And really, King Cobra needed to know this ahead of time. And now that we're talking about it, I'm starting to think that whoever fucking orchestrated this person showing up at Cobra's, probably, like, it might not have even been her idea. They might have just pointed her at him and been like, check that out, and just let nature run its course, right?
It's actually really fascinating. I didn't include it, but okay, I'll say it. So she was obsessed with this one guy who I don't even want to say his name because he's a violent criminal and he's going to be getting out eventually. I don't want to advertise him anymore. I have to be more sensitive to the people or his victims or whatever I'm trying to be. But as soon as that man was out of the picture and locked up, it was so crazy because the next day she was like fucking jump roping in these fucking weird ass shorts with like orthopedic sneakers and like one fucking sock up to her knee in a poncho. She was like, you guys will pay me $5K to fuck King Cobra, every single one of you. And then after that, she switched her sights immediately to him, started doing the combos. Then she was goth, then she was wearing the snake, and now she's at his house and no one believes it.
So just out of the blue, she was doing some stupid shit, and then she said, oh, by the way, everybody in this room is going to pay me money to fuck King Cobra?
Yep. So I think I still stand by this. I believe she intends to groom him to be a moneymaker for her. We didn't know this at the time when she said it, but she was a cam girl. So when she said that, it sounded so random, but she already was a cam girl. So I think she planned to get him on her cam for and like do sexual content for money. Cause Cobes used to also do sex shit on the cams.
Wow.
And by the way, her cam for is now taken down forever because she wanted them to delete my account, but it wasn't even me. It was a troll. And she got so belligerent on the phone, they shut her 20-year-old account off permanently.
Wow. They probably realized she was doing more damage to the platform than good at that point. Just all the fucking storage of her ugly, gross, deformed body.
Oh, my God.
Well, we can't keep this. She has to know about... what was that doll's name? The
Fun Size Felicia.
She has to know about Fun Size Felicia, right? And this is when...
There's no way this woman doesn't. I know she watches everything that I do, I would assume, based on... I mean, I watch her. I'm not saying anything. But I did a whole stream showing all of that. And I emailed her when I could tell she was, like, really becoming obsessed with him. And I said, you know, I don't think you guys are a good match. I think you're, like... obsessed with the idea of what you could turn him into. And I said, in 6 months, you will be so sick of him. And 6 months later, they broke up.
You often message Nal or talk to her on the phone?
Never on the phone. And okay. Not often. Like, there's been instances where she's contacted me to try to clear up some drama. Like, her friend group tried to spread this story that I... sold Adderall to minors in like a cross-country drug ring, which is funny because those people were actually selling drugs to Nal through the mail. Again, I sent you that email. But she emailed me and said, you know, they're blaming this story on me. I want to talk to you and let you know. You know, she's like, I've called the cops on you many times and I have many of those phone calls recorded. And she told me, like, make a Discord and I'll play you all the calls. That way you know I'm not the one that said Adderall. But she admitted to calling many other times.
And she loves snitching and bringing the cops in on you, right? That's her big thing is snitching, right? And she's got the FBI coming after you, right?
Yeah, but how are you going to snitch on me when you, in the same email, you say, me and Lux send each other Adderall. And then you're trying to snitch on... It just doesn't make sense. They always tell her... get offline, and she's not doing anything illegal, so it doesn't. She gets more and more frustrated each time because they don't do anything about it. But I don't think I'm doing anything illegal.
Now, for our listeners, we referenced Fun Size Felicia a minute ago. This is the sex doll that King Cobra, its vagina gave out mid deed, and he. It was later found torn out to pieces. In the outside his apartment.
No.
In the garbage.
Sorry.
Did he really do that? Or did she do that? Really blame it on him.
No. She wasn't in the picture then. This is years ago.
Yeah, it's in the picture. He skinned the doll's face off.
Oh my God, dude.
And apparently the vagina of the sex doll was not, was something about it he didn't like or whatever. And he ended up, it got, he sliced it with a knife.
Jesus, I would never, fucking Christ.
And, but here's the thing. Is
I liked
he,
him.
He was embarrassed to admit it. Mm-hmm. So he did this whole thing on his public Facebook and said that it was stolen by scrappers for the metal.
Scrappers got it.
Then when he came clean, he sounded like the cat with the canary, and he was like doing this creepy voice, right?
Because he finally got to
let
it out.
It was amazing. Yeah, it was amazing. Because that was, I think, the moment when he gained most of his haters and really became a cow. Before that, he was a curious YouTuber. But at that point, a lot of publicity attached to the Fun Size Felicia.
Mike, dude, that is a gross and bizarre fucked up thing to do. It just to take it to that level, Buffalo Bill style, is fucking nuts, dude.
Yeah, yeah. And you got to ask yourself the question, would you fuck a guy who's done this to a doll, right? Said yes. Said yes.
Yeah, well.
Right.
That's the kind of mind we're talking.
She probably needed it, you know?
She is very obsessed with like out-of-date YouTubers.
The fucking, not the skinning
alive.
She
loves YouTube so much, yeah. And like Jeffree Star, Rich Lux, Eugenia Cooney, just to name a few. And I just think the idea of Cobra being a lolcow was actually like really appealing to her. Like definitely the clout off of that. And she's very early on, again, talked about making money from their sex tapes. What she wants him to do is she wants to be his manager. She wants to take care of his money. She's mentioned this because she's so great with money and experienced. She wants him to do TV shows, product sales, etc.
So it was just.
I think if she ever moved in, she would make a wand factory, basically, in the trailer.
A wand factory?
Yeah, to start out with.
That sounds like real work, and I don't think she would do something like that.
I don't know.
I think she would get in the bathtub and live stream for 24/7 and just neglect him. That's probably.
Why doesn't he go in the tub anymore, guy?
Put him on ice.
I don't know, but I miss the tub streams. I miss her streams, honestly. And I think
my children's name on the shower walls. Yeah.
Good. They're very entertaining. Man. Yeah, when she started writing stuff on the porcelain and stuff, oh, man, it looked like some kind of nightmare. And they call her a water witch because she'll always have the water running in the background, just constantly.
You can hear like pipes dripping, distant moaning and howling. Sorry, I didn't mean to talk over you.
But let's bring it up to the current moment because right now you're under fire for, we mentioned this earlier, this this parody restraining order, clearly a parody, patently a joke. First glance, I look at it, that's fake. But it fooled enough of these people who wanted her to be in Casper on visiting Cobra. They want it so desperately that they believed it, right? And it, you had a purpose behind it, right?
Correct. And people from Girl World know me as a troll who's done weird things just for content. Like I made fake GoFundMes that I'm going to go to different countries, pretend I'm dating people. Just like I have antics that people are familiar with, but I never thought now that my channel doubled, now these people are, I'm a stranger to them, right? Mm-hmm. In the past, Naked and Laughing will say she's never coming back on the internet or pretend to go on vacation. And you could usually poke her a couple times and she'll pop right up like a jack in the box, like, bitch, what are you saying about me?
Sure. Like, yeah.
I wasn't even home. I was like, you know what? I need to get her to go live to like, you know, cause she's trying to, hide the fact that she's going to Casper. So she just stayed offline and I'm like, I got to get her out of here. So I was like, oh, I can act like Clint's mad about it. I went online. I just searched restraining order. It said prank, restraining order, prank. I typed in two lines, made a title like now violates restraining order and Josh gets nudes from her old mods.
Wait, just so you wrote it like a, mad enough. You wrote like a news headline?
Like I just put the fake restraining order as my thumbnail and then that as a title. And I scheduled it.
It's not the craziest thing. It's not the craziest thing we've heard tonight.
No, Hasek had all of Nigeria crying over the death of Akon 10 years ago. But, you know, that's beside the point.
I'm, I knew some people would think it was real, but I never thought anyone would be like so offended that they thought like everything I've ever done is not credible. If I had ever thought that, I could have taken way other different routes to do it. It was just popped in my head an idea. I'm impulsive. I did it. And it did not work out well for me at all.
Yeah, so many times the things that you just like shit out real quick, like sometimes I'll do a silly tweet, and then by the rest of the day, I'm like, all right, dude, it's fucking over. Quit interacting with it, and I have to mute it or whatever. Just get it
And
fucking
people really
gone.
don't like being fooled, especially by this. Then the stupider the prank, the angrier they get. You know, joke's on them, right? I think.
I am a very unserious person, and I don't take. I can't imagine being mad about that. So I don't mean to be offensive to anyone. I just
It's okay. I love
it
it.
didn't even come through my brain that it would be that huge of a deal. I thought people were just going to get like a little pissy and get over it.
Wait, they're offended because you just like drew up a parody restraining
But
order. I don't get it.
has everything else I've not said about her actually ended up happening?
Wait, what about what's not offensive about writing somebody else's kid's name on the goddamn bathroom wall like a psycho?
Well, yeah, and
Oh, but the restraining order, you photoshopped a silly restraining order. It's fucking over for you, champ. Cancel county.
if I didn't even change the signature that was already on the form, if you look at it.
That's what
But
that's
I
where you went
feel like
wrong.
if I had been around longer, or if I was a male, or if I was, a little bit of a different personality type, if I wasn't a normie coming in, I feel like it would have been better received. If one of their own thought of an idea like that, I don't think it would have shaken so many people up. But I guess, you earn respect over time, which I understand. I don't know. I'm not going to be everybody's cup of tea, clearly. I never have
Yeah.
been.
Do you
Yeah, you
think?
know, some
Sorry.
people just don't have as much sense of humor and they're in the lolcow thing, not because it makes them laugh, because it just grinds their gears and makes them really upset, you know? And a lot of those people, they can't worry about that shit. They're dumb. They're not
Yeah, and
funny. They're not for me, you
if
know?
now made me angry, I wouldn't watch her all the time because it
Hey,
would make me feel bad,
I got a question about her. Has she changed over time, or do you think that she's gotten worse over the years?
So now has definitely gotten worse. She requires to she any type of stimuli or whatever, she acts out. So in the past, she got less attention, so she would act out less. But now that she has more eyes on her, more people poking her, it comes out more often. I've had people write me from her childhood or teen years, and they said she's always been negative Nancy, complains about everything,
That's hard to
thinks
imagine.
everything revolves around her. But they said that she's just way nastier now, like with the incest stuff. She makes a lot of incest comments to people. They're kind of shocked with that.
Oh,
That's her go-to insult, right?
She
Go F your
hasn't
mom, go suck your dad's D with shit on it, like stuff like that's horrible.
Wow. It's imaginative too. And so she's like nastier in the literal way, but she hasn't gotten more savage, really.
She was doing this for so many years. Even years ago, she was putting people's kids on Craigslist. Just people didn't know about it. A lot of
That's
stuff she
fucking nuts,
did
too. How is she
didn't
not
come
in
out
prison?
yet.
How has she not gone and done any kind of time?
Because she's a pussy ass bitch IRL, unless you're her mother or Joshua, you are fine.
Do you think that what's she done to her mom?
From what I hear, so I'm not going to pretend that her household seems normal, healthy, amazing.
Yeah, we saw the
But
body cam footage. We know it's not.
usually if things are that horrible, by the time you're 40, you would have found a way to vacate the premises, and she has just settled down, bunkered on down there. So it makes me wonder how bad it could truly be.
I was talking about that with my friend because she said that maybe the parents know how bad they fucked up with this creature, and they're like, you know what? She's gonna be on the street. She's gonna be killing some guy named Josh. Well, maybe it's better that we just keep her in the attic and fucking take care of this mistake that we made so that she's not a disaster on the rest of society.
Exactly. I think they're definitely at that point. I do know that her and her mother will get into physical altercations.
Like to
One I
alterate
knew
her fucking
recently is
face.
like she does not like if her mom takes any of the stuff that's sent to her via DoorDash. So now we'll be like, I'm not drinking this. It's disgusting. But if her mom attempts to drink it, she will like push her out of the way and they will have physical fights that the father has to get involved in. Her dad, his go-to is he snaps her ring light. So if you'll hear her get obsessive about her ring light, like, here's my ring light. You think it's broken, huh?
Because he snapped
that's
it.
Why. He breaks her ring light.
You're going to do these podcasts in the dark, you fucking troll.
And she does. And we watch it.
Oh yeah, that's right. They're kind of dark and dreary. I never noticed that.
So, oh my god.
She is just a really fun person, and gosh, the more we talk about her, I'm starting to get hard. You know.
Oh my
god. Jesus Christ, dude.
Well, do you think that she heard? Do you think that she heard about Josh being a praying mantis on this sex doll, and she was like, "No, I she actually maybe related to that. Maybe she was like, "No, I get that."
I think Nal is a sicko. I'll leave it at that because I can't prove a lot of stuff. But,
well, we're not doctors.
A lot of the things she says, I think, are her own interests, and they seep out. And it sounds like an insult, but it's what she thinks about in her mind. Like she always talks about, she wants to always fart in my eyes, fart in my mouth.
Yep. She likes farts.
I think she's insistent on that.
Yeah, she wants farts in the eyes.
Yes.
I wonder if she ever had King Josh Cobra. Fart in the eyes.
King Cobra loves farts, right?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, shit. So,
yeah, he is a fart fetishist. Did you not know that?
Well, there's a lot about him I don't know, and I'm just learning for the first time.
It's true. And he's just
I want to know who got them together. Because
me too. That's question number one on my mind. I feel like somebody on the internet put it together. They were like, I got the cash. Let's make this happen. It's going to be hilarious.
Well, that's to a degree,
I have a text message from one of the first times people found out she was talking to him. Well, like DMs or whatever. And she was like, I'm talking to him for real. No troll shit. And she's like, but I don't want people to know because they're going to try to steal him. But she never really mentioned like who orchestrated it or who got it together or anything like that.
From what I heard, I heard that she said she slipped into his DMs one day and connected with him with her victim narrative about being a victim of trolling. Mm-hmm. And that they connected over that.
Okay, so maybe it was natural.
That's what. Well, she initiated it. Is the answer?
Why him?
Well, the fart fetish, the dolls,
and also just seeing a mark, just seeing somebody that would be an easy victim.
True. That's a good point. Well, you know, Fun Fly Felicia probably doesn't think he's much of a victim, but you know,
It's actually fascinating because, you know, before she left, he made it clear several times that she was not invited. She was no longer invited. Her original ticket was for March 19th, which I found out because she showed it on a stream before. And then it was ended up getting confirmed by one of her friends. Her friends leave her and then they tell her business and they tell me about it. So anyway, that person canceled the ticket and everything, and he said don't go, but she still managed to find a way there. And you know, if the gender roles were swapped, I think it would be like a way different situation. Like, it's crazy. He actually
would be in prison or jail at this point,
but she knew exactly how to get him back. You know, I've been trying my best to express to people how much I truly believe and know that she's there.
Let's talk about that, because a lot of people, there's a lot of controversy. Is she right now
in the
Casper?
Green room?
Is she
talking
not
about this a little bit?
Right?
In Casper and the trailer. Yes.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
She's back. And, but he said that he's single and that she's not coming back.
Yes, I'm out here, Mom. I'm doing something.
Hi, Mom.
They are. I don't know if they are in a relationship, but she is most definitely there. And I think now. So here, can I just explain a few things? I'm not trying to
please
anyone.
Yeah.
No,
so,
please.
That's what you're here for, and we love it. You've been a great guest.
I've been saying for weeks that she was going on the 19th, and then I let everyone know, I'm not going to tell you the date because I don't want to get accused of making someone's travel unsafe, but she's going not far after that. And then she goes and buys black hair dye, which we know is before she, you know, goes to see Josh to be a goth baddie. She disappears from the internet, and nobody's like thinking that timeline is odd. They're telling me to prove that she's there, and I'm like, she could show that she's at home in 10 seconds.
And normally, like you said, you poke her and she comes out like da 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 da, but it's got to be secret.
She's not doing it this time, and I don't know what the difference is. I don't know what's going on.
I had an absolutely bizarre tinfoil thought yesterday, and shoot holes through it, please, because it's just a weird thought. But what if they had never broken up to begin with, and it was a ruse so that Nall would get the trolls off her back? And there, you know, I have seen cows do this before, where they cook up some dumb plot to quote unquote get the trolls off their back, and it creates so much more drama for them. And just a possibility. I've seen that happen before. But what if they faked the breakup all along? You ever thought of that?
No, I have not.
It kind of seems beyond his capability. It does kind of seem too much for him.
She would be a great actor.
She's heavily coached. She is so raw. She's very raw. She's real. That's who she is. I don't believe it. And I've seen so many messages from so many different sources that it would have to be like this huge interconnected web, which sometimes I'm like, is it?
Okay. Okay.
But I don't think so. I mean, I've seen so much of her just being so upset and calling him names because of it. Trying to get him back. You having everybody she can think of try to contact him.
Billy told me a funny thing the other day that you would have to go to Juilliard to pull this off. But he said that that King Cobra fucking did a Red Bull review and it tore her apart.
That's true. That is true, because he did this Red Bull review, and then she's on her street like, oh my god, I'm the one who loves Red Bull. Yeah, and she's like crying about it, dude.
It sounds crazy, but listen. And he did drink that Red Bull that day, and he was also eating the bacon cheesy bread. That's her favorite.
Oh my god. How could he?
Used to buy that for her to convince her to go live. They would buy, oh, we'll buy you the bacon cheesy bread. And he ate both of those. Like, was he dog whistling her? I don't know.
Oh, dude, he was definitely fucking with her. Yes. Yeah, without a doubt.
I don't know if it's a coincidence.
Oh, that's so good.
It's so petty, too. And it's so, it's silent. Nobody knows that but her. And then she fucking does a video. Oh, I heard the can cracking open.
That's what he wrote back to her. He said, I did not buy you Red Bull, and do not come here or the police are coming.
I did not buy you that Red Bull.
Yes.
I did it for myself.
We could have been watching Tombstone.
Oh, this is really funny.
Oh my god. I love the Cobra verse. I love the Cobra verse. I was a huge fan. Always been. I just start kind of dip my foot into girl world so we could get that arc of the early days, but really what this Casper like arc where she's there but she's not there, and there's like all this evidence pointing to her being there, but
it's intrigue. You know,
she won't show it, he won't show it. It's crazy, but, right?
It's so I'm trying to think of how I've shown it. So I got I did a cameo where I made sure to include her cats, and I tried to get her to show the bathroom so I could try to match where she was or match it to hers. And you see the cameo, she was like stuttering about her cats. So that's like, I did that. There's several little things I did to try to pull some type of context just so I can give somebody something to grasp it onto. I know she's there. I don't understand how people think she's not there.
People are skeptical, right? People are skeptical.
It sounds too good to be true.
I'm a pretty skeptical guy, and I don't mean to troll you, but it's like I've seen so much bullshit that sometimes doesn't pan out, and you know, this is a thing I wanted to say with the show is you can't believe anything anymore these days. It's hard to, you know.
Yeah, what's happened? What's happened to the internet?
Yeah, I know, man.
You used to be able to believe everything.
It's like people are making things up on the internet, and now everybody's all jaded. Like, oh, I won't believe that.
It used to be that on the internet, you could believe basically 99%, 100% of what you saw. And now, after this, I just don't know.
Well, you want proof, right? But you don't want me to go IRL, right? You think people are clutching pearls about a cameo or a DoorDash to try to confirm who's where. But they're like, nope, she's not there. When, you know,
Yeah.
it might be important for people to know if they're together, but, you know, I guess not.
I feel like maybe somebody driving around in a big white van with nets on the end of a long pole need to know that they're together in the same room.
I mean, we need an alert. Some demon. It's like a Ghostbusters, except for demons. Is just vacuum her up or something. Get her away from Josh.
We need Dan Aykroyd out there, fucking with a crystal skull.
For real, we're afraid. We are afraid for
I
Josh.
am
Even those
too.
of us who may be skeptical, we're still afraid for
Yeah,
Josh.
because even though he did that thing to the sex doll, I still he's a human being. I don't think that he's divorced from his humanity. I'm
No,
pulling for
and
him.
you know, she knows what manipulation tactics work, and she does that victim thing. It's working very well for her right now. And people will underestimate her, but she is very
She's a
calculated.
dangerous person, I would say.
I've done as much as I can to warn him. I went on the Courtney's panel. I told him exactly what's going on. I've told him exactly the dates. He blocked me. I had other people. He knew everything that was happening, when she was coming, if she was on the plane. After that, what can I really do?
I've
Why do you
settled.
think he's so upset with you? Because you're, is it because you've revealed the truth
Who's
and he's
upset?
pissed off?
Well, I'm a troll. I'm a troll.
King
And,
Cobra Oh, okay.
was really mad with Messica this morning, right? Or was it
Yes.
yesterday?
This just happened, right?
Which also was very telling because whenever she's in his ear, that's when he'll. I've never heard him mention anyone's like kids to that degree, but he'll bring mine up because she's in his ear.
That is so creepy and sad.
It's bizarre.
That is
Like, I
fucking
never
sad.
expected that from him, to be honest.
Dude, we are never gonna get another Goth Dangerfield video the way this shit is going. Like, I said a lot of ugly shit about this lady, and I feel bad for talking about people's appearance, especially because I'm nothing to look at, but I just she's just such a dangerous person. Like, she's actually a fucking criminal, and she needs to go the fuck away.
Yeah, and if you looked at her, if she was just a random person at the store, she wouldn't stand out to me as unattractive or anything like that.
That she'd stand
But
out to
it's
me
almost
as
like she's
unattractive.
possessed. It's the Demogorgon within her that
Right.
exudes, and the way she like moves her body and contorts her face and everything, and she just is like a spectacle.
She's so gross, man.
Yeah,
And
she
scary.
is.
Yeah, like a demon.
Way she drinks through a straw, I don't understand it. I think she's a skinwalker, and I stand by that.
What is it about the straw that.
Oh my gosh, she only puts it on the outside of her lips, not into between her lips. And she swallow. You could see her goiter moving up
Oh
and
my
down
God.
25 times. So she's swallowing, 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 and nothing changed. The drink doesn't go away. It's never empty.
Oh, so she might be a shapeshifter pretending
Yes.
to be drinking something, and the fluid is
Yes.
just going back into her body and coming
And
back out.
even
Yeah.
look at her, like underneath
Exactly.
her, like some type of alien shape with just skin hanging off of it.
Oh my God.
I didn't have any of the Coast to Coast AM material lined up, or you'd be hearing Giorgio Moroder right now.
Oh, we better get that. Play us out with that
Well,
one, but.
I had this.
Oh, yeah.
Oh no, it's not playing. Fuck it.
Oh,
I'm
well, it's time
stupid.
for it.
I'm stupid. What do we do now?
This has been such a good introduction for anybody into the Cobraverse who's out there who hasn't heard of Cobra. And I want to thank Jessica Meska so much for her time and especially for her bravery in speaking out because this is kind of a dangerous person who's fucked with her, messed up her life. And there's all kinds of fallout all the time for her. Not that she can't handle it, but what a great guest, everybody. I really appreciate her,
Thank you so
and
much for
everybody who and her people who came into our chat tonight. So good of y'all to come by.
And I just want to say, if anyone is ever thinking about being in her life or being her moderator, she will end up doing it to you too. So just be careful with your personal information.
Do you think that by coming out on different platforms like you're doing, that you're able to take some of the power back and reduce the effectiveness of some of the bullshit she's been pulling?
To really be honest, I try to I've had some really bad stuff happen to me online. People go IRL with me and things like that. And I just keep my blinders on, stay in my zone. And this was just a fun experience for me. I'm not really trying to be a crusader. I'm not trying to fix anything. I just want to see this bitch rage, to be honest. So
that's the only thing you'll ever get out of these people. I mean, there's, if she could change, that would have happened 20 years ago.
Yeah. I'm not here to change shit.
Well, it's fun to see you having fun with it, and it kind of takes us back to like the old school, sort of just like trolling and being silly and having a good time. And it's so funny that these people they can't laugh at themselves, even to the point where like you can make a little screenshot of a restraining order, and it comes to the point where like they're drawing your kid's name in blood on a wall.
And I could see if I did a whole 3-hour live stream pretending it was real for content, made money off of it, but I'm not here for that. I was just trying to coax the bog witch out, and I apologize.
Don't even get me started on these.
I'm gonna piss off again.
Fucking 3 hours.
Probably gonna piss these people off again.
It's all right.
Unknowingly, I don't know.
Well, look,
it is what it is too.
I don't see anybody of significance getting pissed at this. I can see a lot of these kind of like people that belong in the darkness and nobody's ever going to pay attention to them. I mean, this is, Jessica and people like her are the equivalent of in New York City. If I accidentally make eye contact with somebody on the street and I know I shouldn't have it, well, here we go. Here's a fucking conversation. Oh, she, you know, there's crazy people like this everywhere. You just unfortunately got the shit stuck on your shoes, and I think a lot of people can relate to that.
And I truly am. I'm her number one fan. Okay. I'm not trying to kill this woman and ruin anything for her. I don't want her off the platform. I want more content. So I hope she comes back.
Well, that's
what I have to say. I love watching her streams too. Love watching Cobes. If they're listening right now, listen, we wanted to give you guys a fair shake. She just banned me though. She blocked me. Cobes, he's got me blocked. I'm sorry guys, but you know, hey, if you want to come on the show and tell your half, we're open for that. I mean, maybe not Jessica after what we've heard, but I don't think it's going
to
happen.
I would talk to her.
You know, we'll,
I also
we'll
wanted to
open.
Mention we are not a team. There's a lot of theories that me and her are a team. Absolutely not. I could probably have her arrested with the type of death threats I've received, which I never would. I don't think I'm actually in harm. She hates me to the core. It's not a possibility.
Beast World in the chat says that's a very diplomatic approach. It's a shame these people are so far gone to recognize it.
Yeah,
it's a shame. You know, you can take a dumbass to water, but you can't make it whatever the fuck you want these people to do.
We can go live with a crown on right now. Show us what's up.
I would love to see that right this second. And Josh be in the background doing a goddamn drink concoction.
Passed out on pills, actually. Half dead. And if Cobes is listening, man, listen, that manipulation, you got to keep that 10-foot pole, man.
Yeah, here's the thing.
Watch out.
Because Cobra, because obviously you're listening, when I saw him do that 17-minute video, I really related to a lot of the shit that he said about what that lady had done to him. Because I've been there. I've had somebody in my life.
A lot of us have.
And it was so he was so eloquent. Like, he put it into such good, tight words that it took me months to come to the realizations that he spit in 17 minutes. He was able to put that together. And it's just such a shame to see all that thrown away because this lady's back in Casper, Wyoming. It's sad.
She makes him look well-adjusted, mature, well-spoken. She makes him look like that. And it was actually crazy to see. But everything he said about her at that moment was accurate. But you know, in person, she is overstimulating, overbearing, gaslighting. And I know people get sick of him, like, you know, the Asperger's, you know, blaming things on that. But something is definitely going on there. And she knows how to play that and make people scared of her to do her wrong. She knows how to make people scared.
Yeah, she's a real fucking piece of work. What else do you want to say before we let you go, Jessica? Messica?
Well, can I plug myself? I just want to say,
sorry,
subscribe
I didn't do it
to earlier. Jessica. I'm not going to stop reacting to her. And we'll just have to see what happens next. I don't know.
No,
I don't know what's happening.
They subscribe to you on Twitch, right? It's twitch.tv/
No, YouTube.
Okay.
It's just Jessica Messica.
Jessica Messica on YouTube.
Yes.
That's easy enough to find. You know, it's the opposite of this show. Difficult to find, and nobody knows it exists. And all right, thanks, Jessica. We're gonna let you go now. And
thank you.
We're gonna
Bye,
close
everybody.
Out the show. Yeah,
thank you
too.
So much.
Yeah,
thank
you were
you
great.
So much.
One of our best guests we've ever had. Thanks again. Now it's just us. What do you think of that?
Well, that was, I mean, so enlightening. I this whole trip of setting this up and talking and getting the story straight, flipped all my understanding of the whole situation upside down, inside out, and just really good story, I think. And I'm so happy to hear it told.
You can tell that this shit really just happened to her randomly because she's a normal person. You can just feel it, that she's like normal and got sucked into some horse shit.
Yeah, just fucking around on the internet, and you don't realize the kind of people out there, like Queen Cobra, like Null. Yeah. They're out there, and they're gonna get their claws into you any way they can, right?
Fucking sickos. Haters and trolls and sickos out there.
Haters, trolls, sickos, high horsers who think they're, you know, you can't troll like that. That's not how you troll. And then they go and do something worse, you know. That's how the high horsers are. And you got, what else? Boy, that's just the whole thing right there. That's the whole thing.
I don't even know what to do here because people really want to call in, but I told Meep Sheep.
All right, we can take calls. All right, we're gonna take one. Jessica Messica is not here to answer, so don't address them to her.
Yeah, and also be sweet. Let me see.
Yes, of course.
I know. Oh, there it is. Oh, so the open calls line thing is going. We're gonna be real quick about this as we close out the show. And thanks to the audience too. You guys were cool. So that lady, it also speaks to just how normal she is, that these people showed up and they acted like normal human beings. You like to see that. Okay, Skype. Yeah, Skype is open. I think we can take the call if you want to call in. It's 917-675-4836. Call in and give us the business real quick, and we'll suck your dicks. It's 917-675-4836. I recommend Cobra's Mead.
You forgot to play the theme song to that. So I posted it in the script there.
You're also talking over it.
Cobra's Mead.mp3.
Cobra's Mead is the meat you need. Explicit cookie jalapeno, bananas and monster. Drink Cobra's Mead, it'll make you drunk. It's the meat you need to forget about Jessica. Cookie jalapeno, bananas and monster. Drink Cobra's Mead, it'll make you drunk. It's the mead you need to forget about Jessica.
People are calling in. There's one guy that I promised him because we had a few different ideas. He was gonna do Jerry Springer, and then he was gonna do I forgot what the other thing was that he was gonna do. Oh yeah, I was gonna ask him to impersonate Josh. I thought that would be fun, but
are we still live?
Yeah, I think we're just gonna end the fucking show because I'm not waiting for him to call anymore. It was a good show, and
we just punked everybody with like those lines.
Open lines is fucking stupid, dude. I bet they're calling and it's not even working.
Yeah, that happens sometimes. Yeah, in that setup, right?
Yeah, so
that's too bad.
Fuck 'em.
Well, I'm sorry to y'all, but there's the open lines thing was a fake out, and you can get us kicked out of our housing or whatever. Whatever you want to do.
I hope you do, really, frankly. And, you know, maybe SWAT one or two of us.
Oh, my God.
SWAT everybody in here. SWAT us like flies. This is Radio Hate. Fuck the haters. Fuck the trolls. Fuck the sickos.
It is what it is.
And go fuck yourselves.
This was a hate radio to the utmost, baby.
Utmost. To the utmost. Hate radio.